Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. We've had a an exciting 2 years and an exciting year this year.
You're calling it exciting?
Well, no. For on-air purposes, we'll call it that. Okay. I might use a different word if it was just you and I chatting. But listen, we got to make some sense of that and talk a little bit about where we're going next. I would say there's been some developments with the central banks worldwide that are probably of interest and of note that we should talk a little bit about. And how's Canada going to do?
Yeah, let's start off when we bring on our guest. Let's kind of break it down into two areas. Of course, we want to look at what's happening in Canada, where we're headed economically, and then we'll kind of go in the next segment talk about U.S. Yep. and the world and what the forecast is. And this is one individual who's been on our show many times, has also made his mark, I think, throughout all of his peers, for how accurate he is and his research with his team. We've got Benjamin Tall, Deputy Chief Economist of CIBC World Markets. Benny, welcome to the show.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Well, let's maybe start, as we said, in Canada, Benny. We've, of course, just gone through the year-end Bank of Canada decision. I'm wondering what you took from that and how it's setting us up for 2024 in Canada.
Yes, so we have to realize that the Bank of Canada is a biased bank. You know, you wake them up in the middle of the night and you ask them recession versus inflation, they will take a recession any day. Let's establish that. So they are biased. Therefore, they prefer to overshoot as opposed to undershoot. So therefore, if the Bank of Canada was an AI machine, they would have stopped 25 or maybe 50 basis points ago. But they are overshooting maybe on purpose because, again, they know how to fight recessions. They don't know how to fight inflation. And I know that many of your listeners are very disappointed by now because everybody promised them a recession and we didn't get one. So where is this recession? Well, I think we are in a recession. We are in a per capita recession. GDP per capita is down. Consumption per capita is down. The only reason why we didn't get a real recession so far is the fact that we got 1 million people into this country. That's not a way to raise economic growth and establish this kind of healthy economy. Also, India has a lot of people. That's not the way to work the economy. You need per capita to rise, and that's not where we are. Another factor that was very interesting during the course of the year was what we discussed in previous conversations, the $165 billion of excess savings that the consumer were holding. And therefore, the Bank of Canada was raising interest rates. The consumer was using that excess savings. And in many ways, let's put it this way, the Bank of Canada was impotent in its ability to influence the economy. Now, this excess savings is what? Zero. Zero. We basically utilize that. So now the Bank of Canada is more powerful, and that's why I think that they're overshooting.
So with the overshoot that you're predicting, what's the impact to the average Canadian? What's the impact to the businesses? And where are the opportunities with this overshoot?
So first of all, let's discuss the Bank of Canada. I think they are done. They are not going to raise interest rates, although they will keep you guessing until the last minute because that's their job, to keep you guessing. They cannot tell you everything is fine because if everything is fine, the 10-year rate will go down like that and that will sabotage their efforts. So they will keep you guessing until the last minute. Now, they are done. The question is, when are they cutting? Now, there are two ways to overshoot. One is to raise very high. They are doing it, but also to keep it high for longer than needed. And I think they will not touch interest rates until May, June of next year. That will be the first cut. So we have to get used to another 6 months of relatively elevated interest rates before they start going down. And when they go down, it will be a relatively slow process, 150 basis points during the course of 2024 in the second half, and another, let's say, 50, 75 basis points in 2025. So it will be a relatively slow process, but it will help. So it will be a tale of two halves, if you wish. The first half is still a challenge. People will have to deal with high interest rates. When they renew their mortgages, it will be relatively expensive. And then interest rates will start going down and the economy will start moving in the right direction, especially in 2025. It also means that the labor market will not be as inviting as it used to be. So if you were thinking of quitting your job to get another job, it was okay 6 months ago, even 3 months ago. Now, not so much. The labor market is not so great. So we have to consider this as well.
when you look at the business community and how things are, we'll start off with your small, medium-sized enterprises, and then we'll go into the publicly traded companies. Where's the risk and opportunity given what the prognosis is for 2024?
Yes, so small businesses are very sensitive to higher interest rates, and therefore the pain will be there. Remember also they have to pay back their loans to the government. So I suggest that you will see some delinquency rates rising, some increase in business bankruptcies. Remember, in the, business bankruptcy rise every year and then fall every year. It depends on the situation when interest rates go up. We haven't seen companies exiting the market during COVID. Why? Because they got money from the government. So the normal behavior of the bankruptcy cycle was interrupted. That's going to change. So I will not be surprised if over the next year, we're going to see an increase in business bankruptcies. It's already happening. But at the same time, we also have to realize that if you have a situation in which you are sensitive to higher interest rates, you're already there. You are in the eighth inning. Wait a little bit more. And by the second half of the year, there will be many opportunities. Into 2025, there is a lot of pent-up demand in the market waiting for interest rates to go down. So I suggest that there are some opportunities in the market down the road.
Your expectations for inflation, I guess, going forward through 2024 and 2025 would be of interest. And then you're talking about the tale of two halves next year, Benny. Your thoughts on where the what the economic data is telling us about the Canadian economy?
Yes, it's all about inflation, of course. And really, it's not about inflation. It's about the cost of bringing inflation down to 2%, as we discussed in previous conversations. The Bank of Canada will do whatever it takes to bring it down to 2%. And we can discuss until we are blue in the face to what extent 2% is the right number. I don't think it's the right number. Doesn't make any difference. You need like 500 PhD thesis to convince the Bank of Canada to change this number. Not going to happen anytime soon. So what I'm telling you here is that we are stuck with this 2%. So can we reach 2%? I say yes. All those inflationary forces that were unfolding, now the opposite is happening. I see these inflationary forces. The commodity market. Remember, inflation is the rate of change. It's not the level of prices. So we go to the supermarket. We are overwhelmed by how expensive food is. But it's irrelevant. It's to what extent the inflation rate of food is going higher or slower. And it's slower, actually. Same goes for energy. So commodities is actually disinflationary. You look at supply chain. Supply chain is back to normal, actually better than normal. That's a major disinflationary forces in many dimensions. And clearly, when you take out interest payments on mortgages out of the mortgage calculations, guess where inflation is? 2% already. We are already there, and that's why we believe that we are overshooting a little bit. And the labor market is normalizing. The labor market is normalizing. The number of vacancies is now back to 2019 level. All these 1 million vacancies, you cannot find people, gone. So the market is normalizing. The unemployment rate is semi-back to normal, starting to rise. This is good news when it comes to the Bank of Canada.
We have just about a minute to go, Benny, before we go to commercial break. We've been talking about monetary policy. We've been talking about the economy. But there's another side of the equation, which is fiscal policy. We are entering into an election in 2025. That's when a lot of governments start to spend money prior to the election. What are your thoughts about the fiscal side of it and how it may impact or ruin the plans of the Bank of Canada?
Yeah, it's already a factor. I believe that the Bank of Canada raised the last 25 basis points just because of fiscal policy, because people were getting checks in the mail. We all know the story. So it's really sabotaging the Bank of Canada a little bit. If you look at the budget deficit in Canada relative to the U.S., we are doing relatively okay. And it seems that this election will be about not spending too much and not raising the debt level. So I don't see huge spending going in any significant way. The budget deficit as a share of GDP will be 1-1.5%, so we can live with it. In the U.S., it's different.
And we will talk about the U.S. when we come back from this break. But these are the types of things, when you look at inflation, the cost of goods, how you're going to pay for things throughout your retirement is going to be a concern of every Canadian. And how do you protect your retirement savings through that period in time? We're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, January 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Country Hills Golf Club. You do need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right. So as a global economic leader, what happens in the United States is important. So what's the prognosis for the United States? Inflation, interest rates, and their economy. Join us after the break. You're on More Than Money in QR Calgary.